Blog Talk Radio.
Doesn't always have to involve money. Some people have a price that doesn't involve money at all. Sometimes the price is something else that may be worth money, but it may be also worth something more to you than anything money can buy. It may be something that really jives well with your spirit or your spirituality. It may have something to do with your salvation. It may have some cerebral advantages to it or cerebral characteristics. Like, and when I say cerebral, I mean something that makes your brain do something. Like, this is just something that does it for you. And it may be something that does it for you emotionally. Nonetheless, we're gonna quiz each other tonight. We're gonna throw out some examples to see exactly where we are when we say that we wouldn't do something for all the money in the world. Well, even though this is not actual and factual, let's delve into the fantasy versus reality tonight. How much would it take for you to do certain things? So let's get it popping, y'all. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. Is this your daily? Go get him is a show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. every day it rains, and the DJ will do the same. I'm your host, Sun 752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Daily Go-Get-Em-ism show. All up in your area. I'm feeling like a real man should, and I hope y'all feeling like real men and women should right now, brothers. Right now, sisters. So let's get into this thing. Cherry, cherry, Cinderella, Dana, Dane. Well, it's the woman, Dana, Dane, with famous Cinderella, Dana, Dane. What's going on, Dane? Okay. So you trying, yeah, you thought I was talking to you? Your name ain't Dana. Hey, yo, Emily Dunlap in the house of Seda. Emily and my brother Ansel Jones is in the house. My brother Ansel Jones, what's going on? And Carol Chamber, let me favorita. Carol Chamber, let me favorita. All right, so let's get into this thing. What's your price? What's your price? I mean, many of us have morals and values, and a lot of times those morals and values can be compromised with a couple of dollars or an opportunity that you may be interested in and being able to take advantage of. So what would it take to make you do some of the things that you probably never thought of doing on your own, or things that you've seen other people do, maybe for money, maybe for no money? You know, like when I wrote up the show, one of the examples I gave was, how much would it take for you to have sex in front of a bunch of people? I think it's a valid question, because that's not something that you would normally do. But you know, there are people who do it for nothing. And of course, we know that in the porn industry, there are people who do it for thousands of dollars. And not everybody who does porn that goes to, that makes it to video, does it for thousands of dollars. Some people have done it for hundreds, you know, a little homemade porn, soft and hard. So, you know, this is probably not something that you would do on your own. You might not be that type of freak, but for you to consider it, how much would it cost? How much would it take? Is it a secret fantasy in the back of your mind that, you know, that you were determined to keep secret for the rest of your life? Or is it something that you thought like, well, you know, like, I definitely wouldn't do it for anything less than $100,000. But maybe you would do it for $100,000. You know, maybe. Maybe, of course, we know that people have done it for much less than that. you may have been at parties or a club or a park or, you know, something like that. For my people who live in Philly, you ever been up Lemon Hill? You ever been up Lemon Hill on a Saturday night around 11, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock? Anytime between midnight and daylight? Well, they're not exactly having sex in front of a bunch of people, but they, you know, they may be in a car of their own or outside of a car, something like that. They're definitely not in their home or their bedroom or in a secure space. And some of you may have had sex in a car before. It's not an uncommon thing to do. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go out on a limb and say, if you've never had sex in a car, you've probably really lived a prudent existence for most of your life, because having sex in a car is not really a big deal. It's actually it can be a lot of fun, to be honest with you. Something that young people do, and young people who have gotten older, is really just something that's impulsive and, you know, something that people do. But the bottom line is, what would it take? You probably have sex with somebody that you cared about, loved, or were seriously attracted to for nothing in a car. But what would it take for you to do it outside of a car when you knew other people were living? I mean, looking. You know, some people have that exhibitionist type of demeanor about them. You know, they want to show it off. It ain't no fun if you can't see none. So, but what would it make? What, now that's taking into account that that's not just something that you would do and expect not to hear anything about it, get any backlash. So, you know, it's possible that your reputation could be soiled, ruined, definitely damaged by doing something like that. But like I said, people have done it for free. Somebody's out there doing it for free right now somewhere. Somewhere. And even if you didn't do it right out there in front of a bunch of people, you may have put yourself in a position where you were definitely going to get caught, literally with your pants down. Got caught with your pants down. Got caught with your pants down. So let me see what y'all talking about. If y'all chopping it up already, what we got? Cicely Farmer says, "Ha! This piggybacks off the conversation one of my adult daughters and I were having on the ride home from work this evening. I have to tell her to listen. That's what's up. It's a good look." Yeah, make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Daily Go Get a Mism Show all up in your area. So let's go. What is your price? Do you have one or do you have none? Or are you waiting for somebody to actually offer you some before you say something? Because some people are like that. Like, look, I'm not going to put myself out there to say what I would or wouldn't do for money. I ain't going to be out here looking like no little hoe. But, of course, we know that there are little hoes out there doing little hoe things for little or no hoe dough. So what would it take for you to do something like that? Cherry says, "I have sold myself short to be held, to be loved, to be wanted." Okay. I mean, in many ways, we've probably all done some things that we wouldn't ordinarily do. But what I'm talking about is, what would you do for a couple of dollars? How strange would you get for some change? Doing something strange for some change. What might be strange for... What the hell? What might be strange for one person might be commonplace for another person. Like, you ain't never do that? Have you ever done that? You did something very out of the ordinary for you, and you tell somebody about it, and they like, you never did that? Like, that ain't no big thing. You like, what you talking about? I feel like I threw my whole existence away, and you talking about something. I ain't never do that. Like, that's the shit to be doing. Y'all know how it go. You know how it go. So, how much would it take? How much would somebody have to pay you to have sex in public? Or is that totally out of the question? Because it might be totally out of the question. Like, no, you couldn't pay me to do that. And if that's what it is, that's what it is. You know what I mean? I ain't mad at you. We're here to exchange some information. I ain't gonna judge nobody. TK Wright says, "Somebody posted a meme that asked, would you be celibate for 2 years for $700 million? Even I would do that. Oh, okay. I see what you're saying, Cherry. Like, celibate. Now, being celibate means you can't have sex. You can't jerk off. You can't do anything. No physical pleasure. No physical sexual pleasure. For $700 million, yeah, I'd definitely do that. I would do that for $100 million easily. Easily. See, what I don't like about these social media memes is that they always make the price so outlandish that, of course, okay, yeah, I would do it for that. Because they know it's not going to happen. What if they ask you to keep it a buck? You know? Like, anybody ever ask any of these drug dealers, like, yo, would you pay a crackhead $5, you know, to eat your man up? Because that's how much it used to cost. $5 for a blowjob in Hunting Park. It was a common thing. I don't know if the price has gone up, you know, but many people used to take advantage of that special. Many people used to take. So, you know, people be throwing out $700 million. Like, most of us won't see $700 million in a lifetime. Our lifetime and other lifetimes of people in our family. So, yeah, I would do it. But I'd be celibate for 2 years. You got chicks out here doing that shit for nothing and way longer than 2 years. So that's not even a fair question. If I was a depressed celibate chick, because yes, I do believe that for you to cut off your sexual activity for that long, I do think that there is some depression that you might be battling with, maybe some bitterness, some anger. So, you know, some issues going on or whatever, because why would you deprive yourself like that? Okay, all right. Anyway, so like I said, if I was a chick and I already been celibate for 4 years and you talking about some, would you be celibate for 2 years for $700,000? I'd be like, yo, y'all owe me some money. Y'all owe me. It sounds to me like y'all owe me 14, well, $1.4 billion. That's what it sounds like to me. So, yeah. And it could be said that a true test of what you're passionate about would be what you would do for free. My man Ja Biggs. Ja, what up, Ja? How you feeling? How you feeling? T. Carrie Wright says, would I do it for $10 million? Yes. I absolutely would do it for $10 million. And yes, you can slash that in half, and I would do it for $5 million. Now, when you start getting down to $1 million, now I'm asking, like, well, who's going to be monitoring? Because I'm like, I know people out there doing it for free. But those are corny people. I ain't got to do that shit. I'm not doing that shit. Fucking crazy. Notice I didn't say ugly people. No, because I've known plenty of very, very attractive, very pretty women who are celibate. I'm just like, I hope things get better. But anyway, how much would it take for you to do it? How much? What would they have to give you in order for you to take it into serious consideration? How much would it take to make you do it? Carol said inflation. It probably did. Yeah, I'm sure by now, Carol. It had to go up to at least $10. It had to. Speaking of $10, do they still sell nickel bags of weed? You know, it seemed like with the price that I've been hearing about weed, you know, all these $20 jars, $50 jars, and all this kind of stuff for all this exotic weed, this hydro, this purple, this strawberry, this loud, this chocolate tie, and you know, chronic and all of that kind of shit. Like, do we still have, can you get like a nickel bag of Reggie? Like, I don't know. Do they sell Nicks anymore? Or do you only get dimes? Strictly dimes. Robbie Ming says, That's totally out of the picture. Have sex in front of people, not for all the money in the world. Okay. Okay. Not for all the money in the world. Jabig says, depends on what we doing. Yeah. Dad, Carol says, I haven't heard of a $5 bag in years. Really? I guess I haven't either. Jabig says, not everyone can be bought by money. And that's why I was saying, your price might be something that doesn't involve money. That's what I was talking about. But it's still a price. You know, like a price doesn't always have to deal with money. That's why we say you paid the ultimate price. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, you paid with your life, or you paid with your dignity, or you paid with your pride, or you paid with your reputation. There's still a price. So how much would it take for you to sacrifice what you have or what you value in exchange for money or love? Speaking of love, okay, let's put it this way. Some people make a lot of money, but they can't find love to save their lives. I've known some people like that. You probably know people who are like that. They can make money more by mistake than they do on purpose, but they can't find love. They can't find affection. They can't find companionship. They can't find a suitable partner for nothing. Well, many of them have decided, well, for true love, I will share all of my money. And they have. For true love, only to find out that it wasn't true love that they was getting. It wasn't nowhere near it. What they were dealing with was a con man. What they were dealing with was a shyster. What they were dealing with is someone who was skilled in the art of deception. What they were dealing with was a gamer. That's right, because I'm a gamer. Your girl chose me, A-G, over you. I don't blame her. Actually, I said that line wrong. He said, that's right, because I'm a gamer. Your girl left you and chose me, A-G. I don't blame her. I think that's still wrong. But nonetheless, Robbie Ming says, Omar, how do you know about $5 for a head job? Because I have friends, and I used to know a lot of cats that would go up in Hunting Park or any other park around the city and where crackheads would hang out. Yeah, and they would give, you know, head for $5. Sex for $10. You know, what people will do, and I had to say people, I can't say just women, but what people would do for crack, a lot of men have sucked dick for $5 over crack. That's kind of like one of the perils of being a drug addict. That's how it goes. You ain't in your right mind, so you start doing a whole lot of things that you wouldn't ordinarily do. So, yeah, I know about getting your dick stuff for $5. Now, for my dick, personally, even if I liked you and you gave me $5, I would be mad suspicious. Like, yo, it's trying to kill me. Like, no, I don't accept my, no. No, we not doing that. Buy me a sweater or something afterwards. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like some gadgets off of Amazon and shit. You know, y'all know I like headphones. But nah, we not doing that. Nah. Mm-mm. And in case some of y'all are wondering about me, no, I've never straight up paid for sex in my life. And I don't plan to. I don't mind helping out. I don't mind sharing. But I do mind paying for sex, because in my opinion, I'm like, I should be getting a check. And that just might be my opinion, but that is my opinion. Like, nah, I'm... You should be peeling off, you know what I mean? So, nah, we don't do the prostitution thing. If I ever get AIDS, I'm getting that shit for free. or for love. But nah, yeah, a lot of millionaires or people who just six figure, even five figure cats, you know, that was just your money is as long as whoever doesn't have as much as you. That's how long your money is. So whether you five figures, six figures, seven figures, eight figures, your money is as long as those who can't keep up with you. That's how that goes. So there have been plenty of men and women share their homes, share their cars, share their money, share their belongings, share their future earnings, all for and all in the name of love, true love. They gave it all. All to find out that it wasn't true love at all. They was dealing with somebody who saw them coming before they saw them coming. So they saw that you had a couple of dollars you was willing to pay like you weigh, and they got all your money. They got all your money from you. They got all your money. They got all your money. But you may have been more than willing to give it to them because you felt like, well, you know, love is a partnership, and this is my partner. Whether it's your life partner, whether it's your husband or wife or whatever, you know, gave it up. You know, you don't feel stupid about giving away your money until you realize that you wasn't getting none of what you was paying for. Now, of course, in the interim, you wasn't even looking at it like you was paying for it. No, I'm not paying for nothing. I'm not paying for no dick. I'm not paying for no pussy. I'm only, you know, I'm just helping out, you know, helping somebody get on their feet because they have potential. And I believe in them, and they believe in me, and everything is going to be all right. You just mad because you don't have nobody for yourself. See, I waited for a long time, and I prayed to God, and God sent me the man or the woman that I was looking for, and now I got them. And you mad, and you jealous, and you hating because you don't have nobody that I have just like me. And so just because I have a lot of material things, and I'm willing to share it with my man or my woman or whatever, and you don't have nobody to do that with you because you got to pay for everything, and you know you're struggling. So you on the sidelines hating on me. Well, yeah. Yeah. Your money ain't a loss. You could be losing money by the fucking thousand, and you may not look at it as a loss until you realize that somebody didn't care for you like you thought they cared for you, until you find out that the loving relationship that you were in was really one-sided. I understand, but the price you paid for love, true love, or what you thought was true love, was your money. It may have been your pension, your retirement. It may have been your life savings. It may have been the mattress money under your, you know, under the bed, or if you had it wallpapered behind the wall. Yeah, they got it all from you. You know when you're really in love, they say love is blind because not because you don't see the beauty in a person or the unattractiveness of a person, but is blind because you don't see the gravity of your actions and the consequences of the choices that you're making when you're in love. It blinds you to the consequences. It blinds you to your fate. But some people say, I would do it all again. I would do it again. Let's do it again. Hey, it is what it is. Pay that ticket and enjoy the ride. Sucre, Jatois, Sucre, JDX. What's going on, ma? Good to see me some you. All right. So no, it says. All right, hold on. Let me make sure I can. Let me see. Okay. And so it says, I think I said this before. Can you be away for 1 year in a different country? Hell yeah. For how much? How much? How long? Shit, honestly, I would love to spend a year outside of the United States. Definitely outside of Philadelphia. I'm ready to go now. Shit. All I need is a little stipend for food and some shelter. I'll take care of the rest. Go gas up the car now. All right. Ansel Jones says, okay, wait. Cherry says, I don't know. I don't know if I could do that for $1 million for 2 years. I'm too old. I'm too old to give 2 years of my time. My time is limited on earth. Damn. Slow down, ma. Slow down. You ain't that far ahead. It's going to be okay. Job Big says, and $5 for head, where? You don't want to know where. You ain't got no business asking where. Robbie makes something about some Jai ass Omar. Hush. Hush it. All right. And so Jones says, before social media, people wouldn't be worried about getting caught. Yeah, when it comes to the whole having sex on camera or having sex in front of a bunch of people, we know people post videos of it all the time and they ain't getting paid shit. People got caught, tagged in pics. Yep. Okay. Narce Hill says, I will not compromise my financial integrity only to be asked out. Sounds good to me. But, your tone might be a little different if it was a situation where you weren't handsome or if your self-esteem was so low that even if you were handsome, you didn't feel it. Could nobody convince you of it? Or if you, how bad a breakup can affect some people to the point where they're handicapped like crazy. It might not be you. It might not be me. But things affect people differently. So if you're a person who has ever been through that emotional ringer to the point where you didn't feel like you could find anybody decent to be with you, or you never been with anybody that you really felt cared about you. Like, think about that, y'all. If any of y'all can relate to that, have you ever felt like or known anybody who seriously felt like they were never, ever going to find anybody that ever cared about them? Or, forget that for a second. Have you ever been in a situation or have known someone who had been in a situation where nobody has ever done right by them, at least not by their account, where they claim that nobody has ever loved them, nobody has ever really cared about them, nobody has ever been there for them, they have never had anybody that they could rely on? I've heard people talk about it. So if you've ever been in a situation, if you've ever been in a mental and emotional space where that becomes your reality, you'll probably do anything for something that feels authentically like love. Like, this is finally it. You've been praying and hoping and waiting and preparing yourself, and it's finally here. And people, we even know celebrities that felt that way. Look at Serena Williams. Now, I don't know if she claimed that no men in her life ever did her right, but she kind of intimated as much. Like, them niggas, they was just fucking me. This man actually cares. So what's your price? So, because it sounds feasible that if you felt that way and you have the means, that you say, well, look, I'll share this money. Said, I got plenty. You can't even spend as much as I have. Just all I need you to do is love me. Love me. Happiness is made for two. Love me. Love me. The way that I love, the way that I love you. Come on, come on. The way you love me. We can leave the whole world behind. Tracy Spencer, y'all know what I'm talking about. Tracy Spencer, 1992. I mean, tender kisses gone away. Tender kisses here tomorrow, gone today. All right. Okay, hold on. Charles Chamberlain says, so what you're saying is you're not a cheap date. And I'm not. The price you pay for messing around with me is high. Ask anybody. Be like, yo, I can't afford this nigga. Nah, it ain't about the money. He ain't gonna take your money. But I just can't. Like, oh, I can't. I just can't. I can't afford this shit. No more. No, my name's Omar. No more. Give a fuck what nobody say. I'm a good person. Allah loves me. And so does Jesus. Okay. So, Captain said, Taki electronics always work for him. You know you a headphone fiend too. What you talking about? TK, right? Carrie. Most men want steak or sandwich. Man, fuck that. Don't give me no perishables. Nah. Nah. Norris Hill says, I wonder if the willing participants on HBO Real Sex were compensated. Yeah, they were. You gotta sign a disclosure form just to appear on TV. They can't film you for free. Because they making mad dough off of it. Everybody you see on TV gets paid. If they're on a TV show, they got cut a check. And I mean everybody, especially if they had a speaking part. Yes, Lord. So when you watch them court TV shows and one of them loses, nobody loses. Everybody gets paid. Everybody gets paid. Even maybe like your witness is my next door baby mama's second cousin, you know, twice removed from you know, whatever. They got paid. If their likeness was on TV, they got paid. You know that show Cheaters? It looks like they got embarrassed for free. Oh, no, they didn't. No, they didn't. They got paid handsomely. Because think about it. If you got caught cheating, and they run in there with them cameras and all of that shit, and then they come to you and they be like, oh, listen, in order for us to air this episode, you got to sign here. You going to sign that shit? No, you're not. And guess what? They're going to be like, well, they're going to be like, well, we got this 10 stacks for you. Right. 10 stacks? Nope. It's not enough to embarrass me on national TV. Then they're going to say to you, well, Here's the thing, sir. If you don't let us air the episode, if you don't sign this thing and let us air the episode, then your girlfriend over here, who hired us to follow you and all of that, they're going to get this big-ass bill for what we charge for our private investigators. See, this is all production. So this is what's going to, this is what can happen. This can actually work for you, sir. You sign this, you get the money, you'll get, you know, okay, all right, $10,000-$15,000, you'll get that. Sure, it looks like you got embarrassed on TV, but guess what? Your girl probably not going to break up with you. So we'll talk to her, and maybe we can work something out, and you can take the $15,000 and buy her something nice. Because they're going to make way more money than $15,000 when they air that episode. They're going to make thousands or millions. So they don't mind you. Bottom line is nobody on TV fails to get paid. Nobody. Even if it's unscripted. Gotta sign. Gotta sign. Even the people that they say such and such didn't want to use their likeness, they declined to use their likeness. That means even if they use their name, even if they use their that little shadow jump, gotta pay. Gotta pay. They do not have the right to film you and put you on national TV and profit off of your embarrassment. They do not have the right to do that without your consent. Monetary compensation. Okay. So, okay. Yes, I've known people like that. Okay. All right. Stacey White, what's going on, Stacey? And so Joe says, the people that are coming out 20 years after they felt violated. So, you know, we see memes and shit on social media asking questions like, how much would somebody have to give you to let you have sex with their wife or their husband? How much? It's a compromising question because it kind of cuts into how much you value the sanctity of your physical relationship with somebody. But, you know, some people engage in swinging and they don't get paid. So there's already wife swapping and swinging and all of that shit going on, and people doing it just for their physical or emotional pleasure. What's up? You coming up here? You coming? You're fucking this chair up, man. You coming or not? You know what the amazing thing about cats? I was thinking about this earlier today. What I find most intriguing about cats is that no matter what they do, no matter what amazing thing that they do, they always make it look like it was just a coincidence that they did it. You know, like when dogs do something, you know, they show a lot of confidence, they wagging their tail, it's like all of this vigor. All of this enthusiasm. Cats, they'll do something amazing and have that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, y'all know what I'm talking about? No matter what amazing thing they do, they always make it look like it was just a coincidence that they did it. Like they didn't really mean to do it. It just happens that they did it. It doesn't seem to be any planning involved. That's why cat videos are so different from dog videos. Ain't that right, kitty? Look, I'm amazing looking. Yeah. Good kitty. She like, It feels so good. So. You make me so. All right. Uh-oh, my man Webcam, HDXYZ, they back to the, that bitch says, she put me in a few movies, or a show like Jersey Shore, yeah, a couple of dollars. You thought I was sniffing crystal for a minute. Nah, we're not going to do that. We're not going to do that. Go, Emily. Go, Emily. Actually, he ain't doing nothing wrong, though. He just hanging out. Oh, you back for more? Mm-hmm. She like, scrug me, baby. The struggle is real. The struggle. TK right like, hey, webcam. Meanwhile, Emily like, Bow. He's letting off on that motherfucker. He gotta go. Emily says, he trying to get you to hang out too. I say, hey, I mean, he ain't do nothing but have a few emojis. I could actually live with that. I can live with it. But yeah, so what's your price? You know, to get you to do something that you would never think about doing on your own. What's your price? How much would it cost? What would it take to make you do it? Taking into account that a lot of people do a lot of things for free. Like I said, you know, how much would it cost? Even though it sounds trifling, how much would it cost for you to let somebody have sex with your spouse? Somebody might be having sex with your spouse for nothing. You know what I mean? You know, maybe a chicken Caesar salad. Yeah, you know, when I get you back to the crib, you know what it is. Caesar salad, good as shit, ain't it, babe? I know your man will be, you know, buying no cheap chicken Caesar salads like this shit. This is bam. Damn. They got that good romaine. This shit good. Croutons. What kind of croutons are these? Shit. This is a premium chicken. That shit all garliced up. So you talking about, yeah, in order to have sex with my wife, this shit costs, man, you gonna have to give me millions. Like, motherfucker, it ain't even cost you that much to have sex with your wife. How much would it cost you? More than the chicken Caesar salad, that's for sure. So you had to, you're saying that you had to buy some drinks and a steak too. Yeah, pretty much. And a trip to the end of the Dove. Yeah. The Cow's Emily says, how much are you willing to pay for webcam, Omar? He says, okay, I'm gonna let you hang out with him. He wanna know your price. Mm-hmm. He ain't ask that. He ain't ask all that. He gave you his price. G.K. Wright says, anything that would make my sons ashamed of me has no dollar amount worth that. I get that. And that makes sense to me. It does. But you know how many people have said that and they still did some shit? You know, I mean, I hate to say it, but there's some trifling parents out there. Plenty of them. You know some. I know some. There's some trifling parents out there. There's some ratchet-ass parents out there. Parents that have done all kinds of crazy shit. And then they expect their children not to do what they did when they set the example and lowered the bar sub-zero. Lowered the bar. Okay. Docky says, all other stuff has at least $500,000 price tag. Okay. Emily says, didn't O say everybody got a price? Let's see his price with webcam. What did webcam ask? Webcam is telling you to go to the website. Satisfy your wishes online. So it's just a peep show. I would never pay for a peep show. But if you want to pay me to watch a peep show, it ain't going to cost you a whole lot. They ain't going to cost you a whole lot at all. Not at all. I mean, I used to watch porn, so I don't know what y'all talking about. I ain't squeamish when it comes to watching other people have sex or getting caught having sex. It happens. I mean, we all live through it. Now, I wouldn't set up to, you know, just... like, yo, my biggest fantasy is to have sex in front of everybody. But shit, you know how many kids I've been caught? You know how many, I say how many times I've been caught by kids? You know, like, mommy and daddy would pay, well, you know, mommy and Mr. Omar would play a leapfrog. Y'all wasn't even standing up. We fell. We fall down, but we get up. Okay. But, oh, he would have gotten to it. I was just stopping him before he started. I don't know. You can't really say, but that's okay. CK Wright says, Emily, he can't go far or YouTube will permanently block him. That's true. This is shit. YouTube worse than Facebook. You know, like on Facebook, if you use music in a video that you make or whatever, you can just write, I don't own the rights to this music, and they won't fuck with you. YouTube be like, I ain't asking if you own the rights to this music. We already know you don't own the rights to it. But guess who does own the rights to it? This company over here, this publishing company over here. So you know what this means? Your video is blocked in 278 countries. And they be dead serious. I'm like, there are 278 countries in the world? They're like, yeah. I'll be like, which country am I not banned? On your street. Ain't nobody going to see this video except for the people in your local area network. That's all you got. That's all you got. Bad luck.
That's what you got.
That's how it's going down, baby. What's your price? How much would it take to get you to do it? To do what? To do it. To do whatever you said that you would never do. How much would it take to make you do that shit? Price of love. Price of fame. Speaking of price of fame, you know? A lot of famous people that we are aware of, they put their reputations online, on the line. They put their parental upbringing on the line for the price of fame. It seemed worth it. I mean, they went for it their whole life. All their lives, they went for that, and they finally had a chance to do it, so they did whatever. And that's sex, that's drugs, crimes, all kinds of shit. People get caught up in the moment, but that's their price. That's what they're willing to do. Your price is whatever it is that makes you willing to do something that may be out of your character or something that you would be hesitant to do. It could be something that you were afraid to do. Something that you were afraid to do. Like, yo, there's no way I would ride that roller coaster. That's too scary. I'll give you $1,000 to ride the roller coaster. All right. Get ready. We sitting in the front, too.
Oh my God.
Shit, everybody else was getting on the roller coaster for free. Matter of fact, they paid $50 to get into this amusement park. We give you $1,000 to ride your King Dakar. King Dakar, very good roller coaster, but it's too fast. It's over before you get a chance to enjoy life. That's why I like the old wooden roller coasters. The old wooden roller coasters are the truth. They just, you know, give you whiplash all over the place. But at least they cover some track. They cover some track, baby. Just rock this at the drop of a dime, baby. But yeah. Now, when we start getting into dangerous areas, like how much would it take for you to sacrifice your child? Like T. Carrie Wright was saying, she wouldn't want to do anything that would make her children look at her sideways. And you got people out there actually sacrificing their parents. I mean, look at some of the parents of some of these child stars. Look at Gary Coleman's parents. They threw that boy to the wolves for a few dollars. He made good money. Child star. Look at Joe Jackson. Look at Joseph Jackson. He didn't give a shit about the emotional health of any of his children by the looks of things. They was getting that money. He got straight to that bag. That was his price. Like, yo, we'll pay for counseling or whatever the fuck they need, whatever. Or maybe they'll just get over it. But we're going to get these millions, and they did. Who else? What other celebrities that we know had influential parents that seemed to have thrown them to the wolves? It could probably be argued that Brandy's parents, Brandy and Ray J's parents, that was their manager, right? You knew what the hell Brandy had to do, even with you having a watchful eye. Every watchful eye ain't protective. Some are just watching. Make sure, you know, that the money gets made. Meek Mill Vivo 1. Oh yeah. What up, Meek? Okay. Don King is the man.
Okay.
Josh says, like getting married. I don't know the price. I'd need to reconsider. Yeah. Well, normally you get married, hopefully you get married for love or, you know. Hold on. We have a caller on the line. We're going to have to make this kind of swift, too. All right. We have a caller on the line. Caller with the last number is 2192. What's on your mind this evening? What's good?
What's going wrong, brother?
Yeah, you already know. Good to hear from you.
Hey, I just decided to come up because you touched on something. I wasn't going to take it there, but since you took it there, I'm going to go ahead and meet you there. About, you know, actually parents selling their kids or, you know what I'm saying, how much would you give back? And that's kind of touchy and that's real. That's like real life stuff. People really just don't know. But if you step back from the curtains, a lot of parents is doing that nowadays. It's like they selling their kids to the streets. You know, it's like, especially if you got daughters, if you got little girls, it's real. Like, I don't know about every other state, but I know here in Texas a lot, you can see it a lot. You know, I feel like me and my sister was a victim to this too. That's the reason why I'm speaking on it. But there's been a lot of younger women, like, you know, younger girls that I've come up with too, and I've seen in school wise, you know, just seeing them grow up and the parents that they have, it's kind of like they're bought up in a way to where their parents know which way they're gonna go in. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Their parents know the directions. The parents, like, you get what I'm saying? It's like the parents are pimps now. I'm gonna just stop going around and beating around the bush. It's like the parents are pimps now. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's how I feel. I feel like, and even not even in a way, not even just like pimping your daughter out type thing, or even in accidents, like getting rid of, like, actually having kids in accidents, like, that bring money. You know what I'm saying? People like I don't understand a lot of human beings. If you like still stuck, you driven by money. So like, I felt like, you know, even with my little sister, that, you know what I'm saying, like, yes, people were sad up until like the first week or so, but when people started, you know what I'm saying, handing out money, trying to, you know what I'm saying, like it becomes a money driven thing, and it's like, how much can we get off of this accident? Even though it was a tragic accident, how can we come back and make ourselves feel better? You know what I'm saying? Like, this money makes us, you get what I'm saying? It's like,
you forget about your child
that you put the tag on, but the money mm-hmm. coming in. So how much will it take for you to, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. You know, what you're talking about is a real thing. You see, when we talk about this whole name your price thing, a lot of times we're just thinking about the money in terms of a specific situation. We often forget about how people do this deliberately to their children or their loved ones or other people, you know, on a regular basis. And don't think twice about it.
I feel like whenever I had my wreck, bro, I felt like my mother wanted me to end up like my sister because she can have another payday.
Wow. Yeah, that's rough, job. It really is. All right. So, wow. So, well, what do you think her price was motivated by?
Never having nothing. And never having a motive. Well, it's just like, I have a hard time. Like, people might think I'm harsh on my mama, but like you don't understand. Like you don't get it. It's just like my dad was telling me back then. I didn't want to believe my dad just because I was a mama's boy at the time. That's all I wanted to believe. My mama was right, you know. But I'm just like my dad right now. Hey, I can't really, like, I know y'all might think I'm harsh on my mama, but y'all don't. It's an unexplainable thing. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, and it's already unexplainable because Texans are different from other states. You get what I'm saying? Actually, as in slave mentality-wise, that is a big part.
Yeah.
I know I always go back to that, but that is a big part. Like, it will never leave us as black people, you know what I'm saying? Especially down here in Texas. Down here in Texas, slavery fucked up a lot of people. My mama is basically like a slave in a new era. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's hard to even explain. You know what I'm saying? Like people always think that I'm hard on my mama, and I'm harsh on her, but like mama called me the devil, all kind of shit. And it's like I think I'm the least fucking evil person that I know or ever came in contact. I study the Bible. I study her Bible more than she even does. You know what I'm saying? More than a lot of people do. A lot of people that like to reference the Bible, I probably study that motherfucker better than them. You know, but
see, the thing is, people can't walk a mile in your shoes because they can't take two steps in your emotions. You know, you can explain to somebody what happened, but you can never truly explain to them the impact that it had in terms of how it made you feel and what the long-term consequences were. You know what I'm saying? So I understand what you, I really do. And I empathize with you. And unfortunately, the story that you are talking about, even if you're not being specific, is a story that more than enough of us can relate to. Because where you may have recognized exactly what it was, other people may not have recognized it in time. You know what I mean? They may have already been sacrificed. They may have already been sacrificed by the time they understood exactly what was being done or the way that they were being sacrificed. Like, all right, R. Kelly is locked up right now, right?
Yes, sir.
But all of the parents of the victims that he's locked up for are true. You know? So people don't like it when people start spreading around accountability. It's like, well, no, R. Kelly did this and R. Kelly did that. And yep, he sure did. But somebody had to be in position for him to get away with what he was doing or what he was alleged for that long. There's no way he could have done it by himself.
Exactly.
So, yeah. So what was the price? What was the price that he paid them in order to, you know, shut him up or get him to go along or support or even promote it?
Probably mess with both of them, the daughters and the mothers. Hey, you want to mess with my little girl, you got to mess with me too.
You never know. You know what I'm saying? This is real shit.
Yeah.
And you look at, you know, I saw a documentary about the first child that Michael Jackson was accused of sexually assaulting, whatever. Yo, man, that shit was crazy. Like, when you look at what the parents had done, like, straight sacrifice. Mm-hmm. And you know, I used to believe that Michael Jackson definitely did what he was accused of. Now I'm a little bit like, what? I ain't saying he wasn't a freak in some kind of way, but because he kind of sacrificed himself by putting himself in a position to ever be blamed. You know what I mean? But when you find out what the parents had actually done and how they actually targeted it, it was like, yo, this really? We doing that? That's what we doing? So yeah. So there's two sides to every story. And the bottom line is some parents have sacrificed their children, especially, you know, for drugs and sometimes for money. Look at how many, come on, man. Look at how many women have brought a man home to live in the home that they didn't really know, brought the man home to live with her and her children. And then the man gets accused of molesting the daughters or trying to rape them or whatever, and they get mad at the daughter. So what you're telling me is that you're going to believe a stranger over your daughter that you brought in this world and obliged yourself to to love and protect. But look how many times it has happened. Look how many children out there who grew up and they're full-fledged adults and still harbor resentment for the things that they parents put them through because they sacrificed them. Because they priced,
exactly.
and the price that they set the bar with was low as shit. Like, damn, you did me for this? That was the price, man.
Hey, bro, let me share a story with you real quick before you go. This sound like a sacrifice. And to me, I've already made up my head. I just thought about it. I'm like, damn, it's even getting clearer now that I'm actually thinking about it, you know? Okay, growing up, you know, every black family, every black household got their little sayings, got their all that glitters ain't gold, you know, stuff like that. Now, in my household, my mama always had this thing because she didn't know the Bible, but she always wanted to quote it. I take care of y'all until y'all 18. When y'all 18, then y'all ain't none of my problem no more. Y'all sins ain't on me. When you're 18, your sins on yourself. Okay, cool. She always said that. My sister died at 17, literally a couple months before her 18th birthday. Now, if your God or if your higher power, if that ain't no message that he sent you, if your daughter, your 17-year-old daughter died 2 months before her birthday, her 18th birthday, just graduated and everything. If that ain't no message, I don't know what is. Now, with that being said, y'all sins on yourself, you know what I'm saying? Woo-woo. Okay, my sister, she was, how she passed away is she was in a truck with a damn near 40-and-a-half-year-old Hispanic guy, Mexican dude, that she had been seeing. My mama knew about him, you know what I'm saying? The dude had put a trailer out in a country, like miles and miles in a different little town somewhere, you know what I'm saying? That's where she was coming back from one night. You know, with him in a truck, and both of them died together. And, like, I just had moved back, you know what I'm saying? I couldn't speak out or say anything because I was living with my mama, you know what I'm saying? And if I say anything, she'd put me out, you know. If I caused any trouble, I was a troublemaker. I was always the one that, like, because I don't hold my mouth for nobody. Like, I'm always, you know what I'm saying? Mama always say, you know what I'm saying? Boy, you know what I'm saying? So, trying to be daddy of everybody, you get me? So, I keep my mouth shut, you know. But my mama let this go on, you know what I'm saying, with this older Hispanic dude. And I'm like, man, mama, back in the day, this would not happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, why is it like this? Like, you know, she just allowed this shit to happen. She's like, oh, no, she grown now. You get what I'm saying? My sister was 17. But what's your excuse? You get what I'm saying? Like, mama allowed this shit to happen. None of that shit. Everything could have stopped. Everything wouldn't have been like it was. She allowed shit to happen. And it got to a point, and then it's just like, I don't know. I feel like it was really ripped from me, like literally. Yeah. And everybody else got compensated. You know what I'm saying? For the loss.
Yeah. Yo, were you and your sister close?
Yeah, me and my little sister. That was the only person that really understood. She understood how my mama was. It's nine of us all together, but it's only three by my mama. Two by my mama's cousin that live in Houston, and then the rest of them, they from upstate, Jersey, New York. You know, my daddy was a Rolling Stone. Wherever he let his hat was his home.
Okay. So,
goddamn.
I understand.
But I miss Pops, though, for real.
Yeah, I miss mine, too. But yeah, first of all, man, I just want to say I'm really, really, sorry that you had to experience that, because that's something that you not being able to forget something is one thing, but it's like, I'm listening to you tell that story and it's like, you're reliving it. And as you're trying to sort it out and figure it out and get past it, get through it, get over it. I
hurt somebody. That's been the problem, bro.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. Yeah, like I said, I'm real sorry that happened to you. I really am. And at this point, what I would encourage you to do Now, I don't normally give out advice, but I'm going to tell you like this. What I would encourage you to do is make sure that you don't sacrifice yourself any farther than this. You know what I'm saying?
True.
Because
true.
Something like this, it's one thing to say that you can, you know, you shouldn't carry this baggage or this burden or whatever, but those are just words. You know, what I'm going to encourage you to do is to try to find a way to heal. You know, if you need to talk to somebody, professional help or whatever, I think that's a good idea. Excuse me, that's a good idea. And it's nothing to be ashamed of. That's number one. And it's not something that enough of us, our skin color, and embrace until we have to go to jail or something like that. Then they force the therapy on us. You know what I mean? But you know, you deserve a chance to live. You deserve a chance to free yourself. You deserve a chance to fly. You deserve a chance to give yourself a chance. And honestly, I would say do it for you and do it for your little sister. You know what I mean? Because as they say, God works in mysterious ways. And just like you were saying, that he may have taken her to send a message. Well, she may have, there's no telling who her death was intended to send a message to. You understand what I mean?
Yeah.
It could have been spread out in a lot of different, in different directions. So it might have hit everybody, but it might have been intended for one. So, you will always live with the memory of the love that you have for your baby sister. But I think it would be good for you, and I think it would be good for the memory of her.
You want to know the real reason why it's so hard, bro? It's because literally, and when I say this, I'm talking about literally nothing I'm saying is fabricated or a lie that's coming out of my mouth. I'm talking about literally a couple days before, like, a couple of days, a week or so. Like, I remember because she was messing around with some people that I knew, but I was like, yo, Janisha, like, I tried keeping myself out these streets for a long time, and you bringing me back in it, and you know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, you hanging with this crowd, I ain't going to be able to be here for you no more. If you're going to keep hanging with this, if you're going to keep wanting to be with this crowd, I can't be here for you no more. You're going to have to, you know what I'm saying? Woo woo. And then that was just the last time we spoke. So that's the reason why I'm like, fuck. And then now that I said that, I'm the only one fighting for her now that she's gone. Everybody else then gave up. I'm like, fuck. I told her I couldn't be there, now I'm the only one here.
Yeah, man. Like I said, once again,
I'm gonna dip off here, bro.
I hear you, man. But listen, I appreciate you sharing that story, and we're going to talk again. All right?
Appreciate it, bro.
All right. It's a good brother right there. But he definitely offered a different perspective of where we were going before, where we were going before he switched it up on us. But when we talk about what your price is, sometimes what might seem to be given for free might cost us more than all the other things that we thought about combined. You know, anything that takes away your quality of life or your ability to be able to enjoy your life, I mean, what kind of price is that? The priceless is probably the highest price that you can pay. Let's do these birthday shout-outs, y'all. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. And peace to my brother, man. Definitely. Peace to you. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. November 2nd, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special, because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Angel Washington, turning 37 years old today. And Ada Roberts, turning 62 years old today. And Reyes Gonzalez, turning 52 years old today. And last but not, I said a last but not, I said a last but not least, Belinda Barksdale. Belinda Barksdale. And she's raising money for the Nazarene Community Development Foundation. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares his birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious November 2nd, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. I rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn. The rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn. Rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard. Go for yours. And remember, man, listen. Name your price. What's your price? People will test you to see what your price is day in and day out of your lives. Day in and day out. Day in and day out. You know, that's why it's important for you to be sure of who you are, what you are, what you want, and what you're willing to do in order to have what you think you want or what you think you need. You know, just understand this. The price that you pay may be greater, way greater than what you had to pay or that you would have paid had you been a little bit patient, a little bit more patient. And just remember that there's some prices that you can pay that can't be repaid. That, you know, some of the things in our lives cannot be repaid, rebought, redone. It just doesn't work that way. It don't work that way. So peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all back to life. I hope y'all enjoy listening to this show as much as I enjoy broadcasting it. Make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure y'all share the show. Make sure that you subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. We will be back tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Oh, yes, we will. And there's going to be a price to pay for that. Love is love, baby. All right, so let's get on up out of here. Let's do the right thing if we can find the right thing to do. Let's do the right thing if we can find the right thing to do. Ooh. All right. So we gonna do this like this. For my Instagrammers, Fire Slammer Jammer, thanks for coming on through and let me exercise my grandma. Peace. Get you out of here. And love is love, baby. Worry not, y'all. Thank you.
going to rap they get.